Shalom, everybody. Erev Tov. It is important that we recognize where we are. In reality of not only the physical location of where we are, but the time that Torah is defining, the real time. Because we have a time that our watch says right now 8:15, but there is a real time that Torah gives us. I would like to bring you to a point to understand the period that we call Bein HaMetzarim. Now the literal translation of Bein HaMetzarim is between Metzarim. Metzarim is when it is tzar, when it is you are going through a tight situation, difficult situation, heavy judgments, difficult times. If we go back to the history of Judaism, we see that between period of 17 of Tammuz, the sign of Cancer, and Tish'a B'Av, the ninth of Av, as father, which is next month, and we're going to this week say the bracha of which, Leo, between this period there is a 21 days. And these 21 days are the most difficult times, and it has been in history all the time. The Spanish Inquisition, the day that God, that Yimach Shemo, Hitler signed the Jews to be burned. All the wars, all the problems, everything that we suffered, they all occurred with no exception between 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Tremendous amount of heavy duty judgment. Close your eyes and listen to the news. Go back years and you will see those are the most difficult times of our life. Between 17th of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. We call in Kabbalah Dinim Kashim. It's Dinim, judgments of tremendous. But why? Why there is judgment, heavy judgment? Because there is availability of a light and energy force called Chokhmah, wisdom, a source of life. Hakol b'chokhmah sita. Everything is made with this Chokhmah. It's the energy of Koachma. It's the energy of to ask question and to be Ma'adam. The Koach of Adam, the capability of Adam, human being, is his wisdom, is his Chokhmah, is power of differentiation, power of thinking, power of thinking. What we would like to study today is really what is this Chokhmah that I can tap into, because it's a source of Chaim. That's what gives Chaim. If you are wise, if you know, and you can use your wisdom, you will be a powerful man. Whoever has more wisdom and is wise and knows how to use this, knows, quote unquote, to use the wisdom, for sure will be a more successful and a capable person. We would like to discuss this and relate it to this time. In this period of Bein HaMetzarim, in these 21 days, is exactly the same 21 days that it is from Rosh Hashanah to Hoshana Rabbah. 21 days. But what's the difference between these 21 days and that 21 days? These 21 days is potentially, and it is in your mind and in your heart. That means you do things in your wisdom, in your chokhmah, in your bina, your understanding, in your feeling. You set rules, you set limits, you set definitions, you organize yourself, you set yourself, prepare yourself to renew, to come to Rosh Hashanah. And 21 days is in poal, in action. You literally go and you, Yom Kippur, you don't eat, you fast, you make Sukkot, and all the things that we'll in turn, we will discuss on the Rosh Hashanah, the first night and the second night, and all the things that we do in 21 days in actual, now it is in potential between 17 of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Because there is a tremendous amount of godly energy called Chokhmah available between this period, and we will say why. If one is not capable and not ready and doesn't have the facility to observe and to keep and to handle this much of energy, what happens? You will have negative judgment. If you're not ready to take it, what the system expects you. Because every year, it's like a circle. Get things like every day, gets renewed. Daily, we have a certain renew. Weekly, we have a certain renew every Shabbat. Monthly, we have a renew of the moon every month. And yearly, we have another type of renewing. Now, we know in the world of physics, anything begins, must end. There is nothing in the world that begins and doesn't end. Therefore, when we say Rosh Hashanah, a new beginning of the year, and therefore there must be a day that that year dies, simply goes through Mavet, dies. Where is the day that the year dies? It's the death of the year. Which one is the day? It's very important. That day, Ari HaKadosh teaches us, is Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, the year is dead, finished. That's Tisha B'Av. Now, what is end? Physical, finish. Gotta go back to earth. But what happens to my neshama? Is there a continuity? Is there a possibility for me to go through one more year? Is there a possibility for me that I can continue? Do I get another chance? Do I have the possibility to do better? Do I have the possibility to transcend? Depends. That potentially what you do in these 17 days. We go back to the Torah. When we are going back to where the spies went to Eretz Israel, as we discussed before, they went to Israel and they came back and they discussed, and what they said was Lashon Hara against Eretz Israel and against the work of God. Literally they said Lashon Hara against God. So that made them to go 40 years into the Midbar, into the desert, in order to learn. And God told them of that. None of you will reach Eretz Israel. All of you will die in the desert. And by the way, the end of the year, which is Tisha B'Av, which is the end of the year, you're going to make your own kever, you are going to make a hole for yourself, on Tisha B'Av, in the desert, you go sleep in it on Tisha B'Av. If the system believes that you have another chance to get up to go through another 1 year, in the morning you're going to wake up. Otherwise you are already there, they're going to cover you, adios, goodbye. And by the way, all of you are going to die. And none of you are going to reach Eretz Israel. Only your children will reach Eretz Israel. Now, a common sense, a human being, a loving human being, me and myself, go to I, say, what are we going to do? Anyway, we're going to die here. Why should we stick around here? Let's go back to Egypt. I'm going to die in desert. Why do I need to stay around? I live in desert. At least I'll go and die in Egypt. I can have a lot of good fish and good food. And we know none left. They all stayed. They went all through the process for only one thing: future of children. This was the motto of the father and mothers in the desert, a follow. To this we call Mesirat Nefesh. To this we call sacrifice, because in reality they knew that they will never reach Eretz Israel. However, they stayed and accepted the hardship. They stayed and they learned the process in order to teach the children so the children will make it. That was for the idea that when they went, the fathers went to Israel, they didn't appreciate what God has given them. Follow the words, it's very important, because what we look out there, Israel doesn't want this. Those who are mothers, those who are sisters and brothers, you cannot accept the fact that you lose one for nothing. For what? What's that all about? It's about the land. Because Israel gave the land for free, gave it back, with no agreement. But are they happy to receive the land? In reality, if you really go and look at the history of past 25 years, Hezbollah and Hamas was created by a state of Israel. Unfortunately, that's true. The energy of Hamas is in Torah. Israel is the cause of creating this energy called Hamas. The point is that we have to wake up and really understand what it is that I am not doing right. I cannot blame the whole world for my misery. Everything happens, it's meat for me. It's me. It's nobody. I'm responsible for everything happens to me. No, I cannot blame nobody in the world. So I, as this nation of Israel, I should sit down and look, why? Is it that I am not maybe following what I'm supposed to follow? It's a question to ask. That's what we ask in this period. And for that, I want to start, first of all, to explain to you what was Mesirat Nefesh, what is sacrifice, which we took a whole last week to discuss. I want to read a section which is very important to me. It says, Sarich la'avin me'efo lakach Pinchas koach. Where did Pinchas find the koach, the energy to go and make a Mesirat Nefesh? Because he knew if he goes and he does what he does, he's going to get killed. Where did he find the koach? And Teshuvah Pinchas hu Eliyahu. Pinchas really later on becomes Eliyahu, because to Neshama, because of what he did, Neshama of Nadav v'Avihu, that they were children of Kohen Gadol Aaron, because of what Pinchas did, they connect to his Neshama. The nature of Pinchas changes from Levi to Kohen. Literally, God changes his nefesh, affects the nature, because of the work that Pinchas did. Now, I asked this question before, and I'm going to ask this question here too. Pinchas saw that there are two people are doing something which is against of the nation of Israel. They brought death into Machaneh, into the place of Jews. Jews were dying because of the sin of these two. He realizes, he sees this. And he takes this spear and goes kill them. In name of who? In name of God. He goes and literally kills two people. One of which is a Jew. Top of it. We have another kind of a human being. We call it, quote unquote, terrorist. Puts the bomb. he really believes that God wants him to kill Jews. Really believes. In his heart, in his mind. And he put the bomb, and he goes to kill as many Jews as he can. What's the difference between Pinchas, the Jewish terrorist, or the Muslim terrorist? Both of them kill. And both of them kill in name of God. That one says Allahu Akbar and he blows as many Jews and doesn't care, kids, women, you know. And the other one goes the same. Are these two are same? Why not? Anybody that is not following the Judaism, go kill him. Anybody that doesn't follow their spiritual belief as a Muslim, kill him. Because if you kill him, God is going to take you to heaven. Thank God. There is difference. The difference is that when Pinchas did it for the good of stopping the Magafah, stopping the death, to bring continuity, to bring goodness, to bring keep alive. But the other one brings destruction, separation, darkness, hasn't done any good. The whole world right now. Come on. Instead of Israel did one thing to the Arabs, the whole United Nations will get up and scream, the whole world will scream and say, wow, the Israel is doing this and Israel, what happened to the whole world? Because the whole world knows the truth that they couldn't take care of these terrorists. Look at every corner in the world. Came to the shoulder of who? The Maker. The Maker. You made it? You clean it. The moment the Jews separate himself from the Torah and separate himself from the law that is given to him, Ata orata lada'ad Adonai hua Elohim, that means you made a promise to know your God and to implement his Torah, and you accepted his Torah and you avoid it. Brings you to a point. Brings you to a point to make a Mesirat Nefesh. Now, what is this Mesirat Nefesh? What do you love? What do you like most in your heart? Material things? Power? Fame? Beauty? Because whatever we love, this is what the book says. I want to read it for you so there won't be any misunderstanding. He says, דהיינו מאחר שהקדוש ברוך הוא זימן לאדם דבר שעליו לעשות מסירת נפש. God brings you to a situation to see whether you have learned and brought the guts to restrain yourself. To say to what you love and what you are in habit of, what you are really want in your heart. And it's, by the way, mutar. That means you earned it, you paid for it, and it's yours. Whether you are ready to give up for sake of transcending. Whether you are able to tell yourself no. But I love it. It's nothing wrong with it. So God brings you to a situation to face. נותנים לו כוחות לכך לעשות במסירת נפש, נותנים לו כוח לכך, וייתכן אף שלשם כך יזכה לעיבור קדוש, כמו שזכה פנחס. Now it comes the following. He says, as soon as a man decides kanato, that means his enthusiasm, is there to be part of a Jew, care for a Jew, care for the nation, care for the nation. What do we care for the nation? Do we have fun? Any one of us have fun enjoying food right now? Do we sleep well? Do you have good time? Friday night, Saturday night, you have good times? How can you as a Jew have a good time when you know there is a father, there is a mother, there is a brother of another Jew sitting down at home and pulling on the hair? What's going to happen to my son? Are you a Jew? Is there at all feeling in you? Do you think about it, or you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to give a sedarah this week. Oh, you know what, I mentioned their name in the Torah on Shabbat, and I'm going to read a couple of tehillim for them. This is the nation we are? And Pinchas is telling us otherwise. Because as soon as Pinchas, before the addition of Yud, was 198. Pinchas look at it, he says there is a person, there is an energy, there is a negative energy within Judaism and is destroying Judaism. When talk to the Moshe, talk to his Aaron, realizes, guys, this is no good, you have to take an action. He says, well, you brought it, you do it. So what he did, he picked up the Ramach. We said the following. As soon as we decide to make a teshuvah, to become better, to care and to identify myself to Knesset Israel, Ahavat Israel, I understand I am a Jew, I am proud that I am a Jew, I bring the Torah into my life, rather than me taking myself to the Torah, I am not to bring the Torah to my way of life, but to make my way of life the way of Torah. As soon as I do this, God immediately helps me. And He shows it. As soon as Pinchas immediately decided to stop this magafah, this death, Yitzchak was 198. God added a yud, a chokhmah to him. Became 208. 208 is Yitzchak. So immediately the power of energy of Yitzchak connected to Pinchas. And then he picked up the Ramach. That means he went for the action. As soon as he did one more positive action, God, Ramach is, Resh is 200, Mem is 40, Chet is 8, 248, Avraham. Avraham connected to Yitzchak. And Ramach, Rochem is what? Is same letters of Rachum. As soon as he connected Yitzchak and Abraham together, a tiferet, an energy of emet was immediately realized, and Yaakov was connected to Pinchas. That tells me one very important information. At the moment that in all sincerity through Mesirat Nefesh, and now I'm going to talk more explanation of what this Mesirat Nefesh is. Because this period of 21 days, if I don't implement this Mesirat Nefesh, and this is the only way to finalize my year, it's by Mesirat Nefesh. That's why at the end of the book, the Torah is finished. Four books Torah. The fifth is Mishnah Torah, is the book that Moshe wrote on with the permission of Hashem. He gave his feeling and idea of what Torah is and the learning of the Torah. God finished. Matot is 1-4. And after that is the Masai, is only 42 trips. And God goes over the whole 42 trips. You say, you know what happened here? You know what happened here? By the way, I remind you what happened here. So God is telling me that that's the last week of the Torah. And what he's telling us, what he's teaching us in this parasha, Matot, is neder. How to make a neder? How make a shivua? What is neder? To restrain myself. Not on the things that God tells me not to do, because 365 mitzvot of not to do is the law, and you shouldn't do it. It's not up to your feeling whether, maybe I do it or not. No, you don't do it. Because he says so. So what is this neder? And what is this shivua? What is this restraint that I am asking? It's from the things that you earned and is mutar. That's okay for you. It's okay for you to indulge yourself. Is it okay for you to indulge yourself? Or what is indulging? Come on with me. Is to indulge yourself. Oh, I earned it. I worked for it. I gave my time. Hey, now it's time for me to take a rest. Come on, 65 years I worked. Now it's time for me to really have the best palace and the best car and the best everything. And what do you want? So I made a lot of money in order to indulge myself. And what the Torah says, no. Restrain yourself from indulging yourself. Now what is restraining yourself? Very simple, to put a limit for yourself. Not the things that God tells you not to do, because what you have not to do, you don't do. That's period. But the things that you can indulge yourself. And what do we indulge ourselves in? The things that we love most. Whatever gives me a kiff. Come on. I work hard. He says, I want to see you how you restrain yourself. For example, you know, the whole week I worked hard. And here it is, the end of the week. It's the weekend, for God's sake. I'm planning to go to Palm Springs. Just relax. I mean, it's good for us. You gotta relax. I want to indulge myself for one day. I've been working very hard. You know, it's my birthday. One day is my birthday, then is my friend's birthday, and then, you know, it's another birthday, and there's an anniversary. The whole million spiegel of excuses that you can bring in order to indulge yourself. But if that moment that you want to indulge yourself, you restrain and say, just a moment, can I go to a hospital and talk to a person who is really lonely in the hospital? What? Yeah. For who? Why? For sake of God. Just simply, it's nothing. You're not going to get anything. Probably the person wouldn't remember you. Are you ready to do that? That's Mesirat Nefesh. Mesirat Nefesh is not you to throw yourself into the fire or to go to 20th floor and say, God, I love you, Allahu Akbar, boom, throw myself. That's stupid. That's not Mesirat Nefesh. Mesirat Nefesh is that you don't take the Torah to do you good so you can indulge yourself. You are ready to restrain yourself. And this is the word, and we have to learn to how to restrain. That means to set gvul. And that's why the Torah, at the end, bottom line, tells me, you know what? I'm going to give you a key. I'm going to give you a power. How? I allow you. I told you in Ten Commandments, don't ever use my name to swear. Don't dare. He says, don't. However, if you find Yirat Hashem, and there is Ahavat Hashem in you, and before we discussed, before I forget, we already discussed that Reshit Yirat Hashem, Reshit Chokhmah. That means if you want to tap into a Chokhmah, just remember, if you want to reach to this power called Koachmah, Chokhmah, energy of life, you gotta have Yirat Hashem. And the moment that you have Yirat Hashem and Ahavat Hashem, I will allow you to swear in my name. And after, as soon as you swear, what you going to do? What you did if you swear? You immediately commit and you put gvul, you put limit. You don't dare to cross it. You just simply don't dare what you have done. Tremendous restraint. That's self-control. The Torah allows me under a condition, and it goes to this extent, and it says the following: who were the people that literally were able to use this Yerah? Abraham. The moment that Abraham, how many exams God gave Abraham? God didn't know who is Abraham. He created him. So what is this all the exams business? That he himself has to go through the doing part. It's not a mental exercise. Start the mental exercise, but you gotta do it. So he gives every exam, what he elevates. And by the way, we go through all these exams. And what was his final? And every exam was Mesirat Nefesh. He says, jump into the fire. Jumps into the fire. He says, you know, this Hajar and Ishmael, get rid of him. Take him out. But what you talking about? It's my son. I love him. I love my wife. Get rid of her. Lech lecha me'atzecha me'moladetecha me'bayit avicha. Get moving. But I'm used to this place. This is my place. Move! Mesirat Nefesh. The end result is what? He says, by the way, Abraham. He says, yes. Hineni. He says, your benecha, ahuvecha, the son that you love most. And by the way, you know his name? Because you have two sons. You have Ishmael, and you have Ishaq, and you love both of them. Not the one that you love. His name is Ishaq. That one I want you to sacrifice.
Wow.
What are you doing, God? Did he ask? The moment that Abraham was able to do the final work, God came, ki ata yadati ki yad Elohim ata. Now I know there is a Yirah in you. Abraham, ata uvi, you are my love, I love you. To only person that in the whole Torah God says, ata uvi, you are my love. I love you. Nobody else, not Moshe, not Aaron, no, not Jacob, not Ishaq, only Abraham. Because of this, I connect to Abraham. Because of this, Pinchas connected to Abraham. Because of this, connected to Ishaq. Because they did Mesirat Nefesh. Did Ishaq did Mesirat Nefesh? Put the neck, said, Baba, do it, but do it good. That's Mesirat Nefesh. Did Jacob go to the Hakas Baris? It's Mesirat Nefesh, Mesirat Nefesh. But then Mesirat Nefesh, the Avar is Yehovi, is all we can do. That's why I connect so good. I connect to the Mibet, and I see her in Chesip Aram, see her in Divrat, in Chak, see her in Met, in Yaakov. Now, that's Fab's lesson. It was Yehov, that he came out and said, Ki ain't mo ba'aretz, sham v'yashar, Yehad alam, because in this Yehov has Yehad alam. And Yosef, he said, Eich ha'elamim am Yehah. Here is beautiful, beautiful woman. He's a slave. Mendes has a small beautiful woman, the ultimate beauty. And he says, hey, you can have law, you can have money, you can have the fame, and you can have me. He says, no, I have the right Elohim. I not. I cannot. As the veil, I can have it. That's what men made of. To be able to say, just because it's there for me to have, I have to learn to the most that I love, to restrain and they know. I have it. Mutar. Permit. Yet, because I want to restrain myself, I say no. There is a concept within us, energy, that called, not before the Tuchman, I want to tell you what is the advantage of restraining. As soon as you restrain yourself, I met, in truth. As soon as you, I'll tell you, where you experience darkness, that means you reach point, I don't know, it's dark, what am I going to do, where am I going to go? It's dark. One strain will immediately switch from the arts. That's a blessing that even we do. Because it still has this power. One strain, one restriction, will immediately take you out of darkness. That's why, as we discussed, that in order for you to reach the Yehdut Yad in the brain, I have to touch an energy that my higher self called Yechida. We said touch this Yechida is only through the Tziyad Nefesh. Only. I am assuming that this is the Tziyad Nefesh. That me, I cast off. I made a beating of me. It's irrelevant how much I love it. But there is a beating. As soon as you have to, as soon as you swim, kill the Lord. First of God, immediately. An energy of Chazim to the second advantage. Not only will it take you out of darkness, it gives you an identity, an energy of the energy of your nation. So you will have the support and energy to fight. Fight. This life, believe me, a healthy fight. Oh, maybe I'm good. Everything is going on, boy. But boy, exam time comes. You can't pass a year with no exams. But because of the mercy of God, we put our pains and we continue. The result is not to look at pictures today, not to look at things before. You will immediately realize you got a lot of lines on your face, a lot of hairs fall, or that light, and boy, you see things, who are people at all? Very simple, go back to the Bereshit, and the Bereshit says, Etzah Chayim Tuchal, from the Etzah Chayim eat, and you shall have always. But if you eat from Etzah Chayim, or the Rabbi Gman, man, look at you, no, don't. Why do you die? Hey, Kaga, people up to this world, die? He says, no, I don't want to die. I give you money, and I give life, and I'm advising you to take life. But what do you want? Do my way. It's the only success. And I keep on teaching from that out of one eye, one eye, slowly, one by one. I am paying for it. The moment that I learn, what's my responsibility is, as I am killed by Jews, and Jews are different from the rest. I know what the responsibility is given to me. The business is in God. A real means, a part of creation, God created them, God is one day to be, and I highly respect them. I don't want to know. I really want to know. I'm not telling what I can do. I don't want to stick with it and do. Get on! No. What do you want? Well, I'm not even good. You gotta go through it. You gotta beat enough battle to wait for tomorrow for something to happen. And nothing happens. Criminal and children go back. Well, what did you do? It's the period. These are my last language. Set for yourself limits and strain. Learn how to restrain. Learn, especially be 21 days. And it's all potential. I tried to learn how to do Rosh Hashanah to Hashanah Rabba. Well, let me be. I'm going to step right now. And it's not necessary for you to jump into fire. It's not necessary. Make a promise. Tell you. But before you make the promise, you better have your Hashem because you're not. He told, don't do it. Unless. I have your Hashem. And if you have your Hashem, therefore I will help you. I will help you every step of the day. But amen. For you to make it. Otherwise, you won't kill me. Because the Shabbat, all of us lie. It's the end. It's all the Shabbat, then you say, Lord, the Shabbat, I'm going to say, this is the Netherlands, this is the Buddhist, this is the strings that I'm going to put. If I get angry, as today I am not on the angry. Anything that was not what you and your Lord said, that it's to do, and remembers five, it's not to do, it's him. This is the law for us. I'm not going to do it, give you a little, I'm not going to make it, so I know I'm not going to lie. God told you not to lie. I'm young and big deal, but you know, girl, I'm really dumb. I'm not going to be a man, I'm not really, give me too much. I'm not going to be a week. But no, I'm not going to be for an hour to do it. Is that the way? But you're bad, so you're sick. I'm going to give you more than me. I promise. That's it. Send it. Example, every day. What do you like? What is the love of your heart? Put it in the door. You are ready to give enough sick of God? You already know that it isn't good. And hunger. Because you already, come on. If a person is very good and have good mind and good chokhmah and wisdom, I know that doing something that is not good, I'm doing what you call that. You don't want to say it. And that's because I love you very much. Now, what kind of thing that you earned is emitted and you, it is about to indulge yourself. What do you mean? But it's all just 20 hours of That's okay, 24 hours, I'll bury you. I am going for everybody and I don't know if the family guy is in the sense. You're about to say that keep up with you and worship them for him. That's the guy. I know what for I'm going to do. I'm not going to do it. And how do you do it? I tell you, but I don't know. I can't. But then there is this power of the Rosh, the love of God is to make me so strong. That when I see this, I'm really scared of myself to see about it. I don't want to do anymore. Exactly, we said, you need it. You want it. And that's what he wants. He wants you to want it. He wants you to make that yourself, that you are ready to give up your indulgence for self for him. Your indulgence is permitted. I need it. Things are permitted to you. You earned it, so you did it, it's really yours. Now you want too much. He says, indulgence is not the hell. How many of you? That's the thing that you love most. I love my mother, so I love her for sick of her, I'm going to have my mother. Is that nice? Things that you like to indulge yourself. What do you like to indulge yourself?
Yes.
Yes. That's right. Right? What am I saying? You come here, you plan, kill me, you're really not. And here comes a mitzvah for you to do. Somebody can tell you there is a person in the hospital, lost to see you. Can you get him for a face, go out with it? But I plan to go, why? Somewhere. Can you do it? Because it's going to give you a down like that. It brings you to that if you can say no. Why? Train you to control yourself. But if I roll to my government, I don't want to say no, I'm going to come to my eyes, I say beautiful. Now forget it now. But it's not when I come back to where I'm going to listen back again, I'm going to come down. And you know what? I'm going to do. I am going to have a shoes, but I don't just forget another shoes. Do you believe not? She climb yourself. This is what you're going to indulge yourself. Because when you indulge yourself, you're going to fall down. You need mercy. You don't transcend it. You're supposed to transcend every material thing up. But by you indulging yourself, you are not transcending, you're letting it down. And tell me the question.
Right.
Yeah? Right.
And he still
cheated
on his wife. Very good.
Right, that's true. Keshav is that you recognize that you are abusing a mitzvot, you are not using mitzvot. Abusing is different than using. Mitzvot are given to us to use it in order to get the power of continuity. In order to get bracha. Only made like my could to have a bracha. But if I get bracha and I don't have the best to carry this bracha, the bracha is going to be hard for me. It's like what's happening right now. If God gives you, he gives you, please give me $50 million, you know? $50 million, I'm the best deal in the world for you. Promise, guarantee you, I will do it, I promise, I say it twice for you. Give me that $50 million. You have dumb enough not to pay that $50 million. What could happen? What is it? You want to talk about that? What is this, Mr. Gaffin? They call ashes from there? This is what you want today. Every day you do it. You're laughing because it's true. So this is, I'm telling you, I'm really not pretty strange. Make a teshuva. And in the case of teshuva, as well, I'm ready to help. Just follow me. Call me. My service is terrible. Please use it. Don't use it. Use it. Don't you use it. Fuck him, call me. You want it? But what we do? What we do? Yes? Externally. Now, before we do this, it's my business. Guys, I haven't started dressing yet. That's talking too much. But I see your face and I said, I'm not jumping anywhere. I don't know. I don't know if you. It's a fact. I'm about to be able to tell you. I'm not sure this is happening. So it's going to be me back. I don't know that. That's the word. Always go to Habib and not going to end up there. Don't forget this. As soon as you go to Habib, you are safe. And he says that's not good because you are Habib, so you keep up there and you need to sell the interest. Me and women, you kill yourself. Because you are Habib. Says that's something else. Something is permitted to you. It's yours. You literally can take a value and perform it. And what else is done to the rest of that? But that is yours. Permitted. From the Lord. Permit things. Because the moment you do, you stop doing them all. That's how press of me. Okay. Abdul and nature. Show the capability that you can. Show. Example. Step by step. How much control you want? I put a tight lessons in you for us. I want you to control. I want you to be a set of business. Reality. I want you to be the same maker of the business thread. Rashid Lee, Roshi, believe myself is was going to be a nation of Israel that can cause business. That's how much I love you. I'll give you business. I'll give you the whole business creation. And I want a good day at Malan, Eric Malchim. You can't say Ma'adishim Chabchul Aret. That's what it means. And we say every day. Ma is power of man, hey, 35, Adam. Ma'adir, how can be Adam? The whole Aret is going to take a ring and put it, stash in all the Aret. Why? I said, it's me. When I want to go to my room, my leader asked me to see the son of my head, the mother was born. What's doing here? This is the domain of my head. Kill. What's going to say? She said, I'm afraid. She said, I'm afraid of what we do. What are you doing here? She said, I can't get to the Torah. I said, what do you want to get to the Torah, guys? Why? Here we are. We'll do everything you want. We need to send the Torah. So God tells me, she said, the guys. She said, what are you doing now? She said, I'm telling you, when you make yourself a kiss, they'll go down to me and answer them. What you want them? So Moshe says, hey, what are you trying? He's talking about him, do you have a man? Do you hear? Are you jealous of him? Do you lie? Do you work? Do you Shabbat? What is this? That's why he said, Ma Adishcha, the whole Aretz. It's Ma. It's a young man, a strange name. And they tell, what a man, a Rishon was not able to get, more than God. Now what is this? A version of everything. One thing. My mother did not agree to what? My mother's son is more honored to him.
The moment they did Moshe and Aaron to the Lord, Moshe reached such a level higher than Adam Rishon. Because Malach HaMalek gave you the seal of Malach that is the Torah because Moshe stood this thing. That showed how higher of level I am like Moshe Kodesh. But Malach HaMalek that was into before Adam looked at Moshe and said, Moshe, I am going to give you a matana. And that now is Christ the Torah. So you are saved by knowing the secret of the Torah. Save Adam from death. So you see, Malach HaMalek only in case of Moshe was ready to submit totally to Adam. That's the secret of Moshe. How is Moshe? All Kamara Moshe did. Who is Moshe? Is the totality of Bnei Israel. I'm part of Moshe. All of you are part of Moshe. As a matter of fact, Moshe every Shabbat, this Shul, you get that Shmaneta, that Fenish, Amma. So you can make it a glorious way. The fact? No. So it depends what are the two advantages of this restraint. Now, let's go understand where comes the Chokhmah. And what's Chokhmah? It's a Chokhmah, see, whatever God created in the world, you created with Chokhmah. As if God created Arat with Chokhmah, Vashmaim, with Bina. And what is Bina? Understanding. Understanding. God created Shemaim, we will understand this, Shemaim, heavens, with understanding, but the Arat with Chokhmah. So, for me to go to Shemaim, what I need? Understanding, Bina. And for me to swear and become stronger and capable, in Arat, that is our soul, that is capable of doing work, I need what? Chokhmah. Hoping koch ma. Ma is dam. Only I can say ma. I don't see a horse's ma. Dam will be think. That's koch shema. Power of king. This is one thing. Now we have one more thing. There's a concept called interior. And there's a concept exterior. There's an energy that is within me. And the energy which is outside me. What I have to do is how can I go inside myself? It's not a thing. It's very difficult. It's good. This is light of Torah. What is it? And anyone else say, okay, I work all day. I wonder for a while this Torah. Listen, how does it feel? Okay, enough. Look at another. Mother, which is Bina. Chokhmah is the father. Chokhmah gives idea. Mother, the understanding, takes the sperm into the egg and gives all the leads for this sperm. All the tikkun of a man is given by mother in us within her. Bachum, in his mercy, in her mercy, she is all the good, all the rushes that this embodiment has to go. Not the father. Because Hashem, Chokhmah is between translation and unification. That's why father is far away from the child. Now, when I want to go inside me, what do I use? Chokhmah, I go interior, everything I think. I go in or I go out? I go in. Now, whenever I show motion, it's in or out? Out. The motion is out, the Chokhmah is in. I take in and I get out. Emotion. The emotion and where my feeling come from. If I'm a good person, if I have good meat, if I have a good character, why take in the food that I eat, come out as harmless, as chesed, as restrained, as emet, as truth, the inside and outside become what? The same. Now I ask you a question. Who here doesn't pray? I'm not talking about a prayer that pray. Everybody doesn't pray. So this is the time that you honestly sit down to one and you talk to your God. You go inside. And while you're talking to your God, do you like? It's one to me, it's only in you and God. Well, do you lie? We're knocking to God. Where did I play? Do you ever think about lying or destroying lying? Do you have conspiracy? You know what conspiracy is? That means, I really have something else in my mind, in my heart, but something else. Because I have a different motivation. Now, the way you pray to God and talk to God and discuss your life with God, are you the same way with the rest of the people around you? Are you as honest with the rest of the people as honest as only you pray to God? Or when you pray to God, all your rest are big or wrong, but then you have to go for business, you gotta go for business, and tell about last time you don't tell the truth, if you tell how much you got this material, you don't say the truth, you cannot say, are we honest in our emotion with people? What about you, are you honest? What is this idea is different than what is about you? That's the question. And if you are, you have to learn how to restrain. Such a time that you're inside and outside and through and through. And I think that you have not the period of 13,000 Tisha B'Av is an extremely hot period. Very simple. The moment you die and ask for God, help of God, and send everything to put in for yourself. It means you now to use your understanding, not your wisdom, because we have a problem, don't we? Do we need to justify everything? Do we justify all the pleasure that we want to have and all the comfort that we want to have? Do we justify every business that we want as much as money? That's what business is. I justify everything to Israel. Yellow, come to me. Oh, I was having a good one. Three men in Arab. Six of his hands, not eight. What was this? Confident. Confident, this is reality. How many of you really today had a little bit because of his new sport you're getting killed for nothing? Can you really even have a slightest threat of your threat in happiness? Because this is not happening. I am a science Hollywood, you know. Okay, this will be enough. Retailing. I'm going to see the cuts on I'm putting it. This is better. This is much we hear us do. Because the Torah says, who are you going to wake up and show it will be jealous? We're not going to be it'll be jealous. That's all you do. Let him. Feel. Okay? Oh, yeah, only. Oh, not only. You say, God, I'm going to be the cash register. But what are you doing for kind of this way? Doesn't child up in front of the kid, what will you do? What will Sabbath says will do, what you? Nothing. I expect, don't beat me. Because I'm you. Come on. Don't dodge. It's not the time. How can I dodge? Then I don't show no verses of me. Seeing them ignoring it, and you build a point to send them out a lot of things. It's most of the times of you, then, and God to God, do you show it? They will watch him say, God said, how do you get it? Are you the same intensity you're ready to do? To up on your involvement? Huh? You go to the fire, it's stupid. That's the involvement. That's something that is bad. What's not time is not time is finished, it's done. It doesn't have the limits now. Because of the energy, tremendous energy, it's available between 17 and 20 Shabbat. Because God is giving me this chokha, the energy for all my others to remove myself. Because it's finished, Shabbat is done. But I want to go to Ashina, I know that you are so good as one of you I want to do better. I want to understand, I want to be a part of you, their father, their son, their daughter, their one of their everything. Chickens! I give you a passion. Run up to is in a process of giving it to you. What means to do the order to develop this chokma? God said, make the chokma. It's giving it to you. That's why it's so difficult. Because we are ready to take this much energy. It hits us. It's a judgment. It's Baha, we all when we say Dika, we all blame Jesus. I didn't make it to my land. Well, it's also allowed us to the Baha. Good in, yes, girl, Baha. But if you don't have the best carry it. What are you going to do? Baha, we can't come up. Can I ask you? Do you know how to use it? You're not doing it. Because Baha is for you to take the Tikkun. The Baha is to better you. To have yourself, to have yourself. But if you get, oh, this is the Baha, not everything you can know. That's the power that we are up there. No! So what we call all this creation? English. The type of creation had a name called? But how much of it you ever say? It's a big reality. It's all learning. Every day if you don't have yourself in terms of you, it's aggression, you get drawn and you come outside. Simple. And what is better than adding to yourself an end? Add yourself to truth? What are you selling for? For nothing. Every time he comes he says, be anxious with a rational intellect. Or a man manifests this in you. That means the moment that you have aggression, the moment that you set for yourself a restraint and you don't go through this restraint, sit yourself and say, Jew, you know what, every minute I get up and don't make it today. That's a fool. But this is not me. You know what? I gave this fact, but I am on the mountain under no circumstances. I am not going to put it aside. You know what, every time I get up, if I do the work, I can have a proof of it. Anything wrong? Nothing wrong. To me, then. After 2 months, first see the feeling, then I have coffee. But look, if you don't have coffee, I'm nervous. He says, no, who's the boss? Who's the boss? The thing. Are you? Because I'll feel that coming for you, whatever you can do for you. But touch it. Because it's not, God is not going to shoot for that. That's it, okay. But for sake of God, I'm going to set the goal. I'm going to keep the goal. Make a promise, I'm going to keep the promise. None of you already have a partner that you cannot believe in the promise. No way that you're already buying someone if you cannot trust the person and promise the promise. If you know that the person is a wishy-washy, you don't count on the person. And you might as well dump the person if you cannot depend on the word. Dump. So if he compromises you, he'll compromise you every second. But don't want to be a person, don't be like a person either. You make a promise, keep a promise. And now that you come to make a promise to God, by the heart and light from your heart, you will get power that you can move mountains. Mountains. It has been out before, been out such good. Understand it, it's good. But there is open the door in Shema. And when Shema comes out, it comes Chokha. The moment that you see Chokha, you realize that this world, everything in the world, is only a step for you to transcend. You know sometimes we have a shirt, shoe, I cannot sell it from. I go from one country to another, couldn't still carry it. What a choice. Connected to physical world. I'm afraid to go. I don't understand. This is only for me to elevate. Not it elevate me. I'm here to elevate share. I'm here to elevate this building. I'm here to elevate this book. I'm here to elevate you, Melanie. I'm elevating you so much.
Then I have a look in the look at you. And you are a Jew. You got a problem to be a Jew. And until you don't love to be a Jew, you don't love your God. You love your God and find out your God to love to what you are and who you are. Accepting the fact of allowing the fact who you are. You are blessed with a tremendous amount of goodness that you do not have iota. And the more good thought of around you, being the more around yourself in sincerity in that. When it is not to become religious, religiosity damaged us for 3,000 years, blinded us. The trust to be understood in that, the Torah to be implemented in my daily affair. The Pharaoh is in me, the Moses is in me, Aaron is in me, everybody is in me. It is always about me to get fixed up. As a matter of fact, the whole world has done the thing, I am laughing. But if you are not ready to check, not ready to blind, you won't get the Torah. Because she has established balance. In order to bring foundation to go, well, God gave you an opportunity, you're really embarrassed, you're alive. And that is not better to go forever. Ah, blink of an eye, it's finished. Blink of an eye, it's that easy. You don't even wait to end. Come on, man, I'm 20 years old, how far can I go? Just ask a question. I have a campus.
So is there just a lot of engineers?
I know, it's tremendous.
We did not.
Really, honestly, I have to criticize myself. We did not. And then, no, we did not. Look at it. What do we do right now for Israel? For nation Israel. Forget mission Israel. What do we do? Oh, let's open CNN and every time somebody tells the really takes our heart apart. What do I do? To make a difference. Oh, I'm planning all sorts of Israel to do it. Oh, my love, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised with that. There is no way to feel the fear of father or mother never lost again. Money! This is the key. Do you know? I kind of do this with that person, sympathize with you. How do you do this with that person? Now, I don't experience it, so what do I do? I say that, you don't understand, I don't want to get the feeling there. But you know, I'm going to change. I'm going to live on my knowledge man. That's what 22 days. Seriously, that's because it's 22 days. From Thursday to not have. And these things have happened, I'm going to decide it's not glorious, they have a life. And up to then, because I want to show that I'm going to do and the students of mine have to have a shit that needs people. I have to make it on a fish. I've restrained my movement. And all of us will emerge. A very copious way. There is a few words I want to. I took it out of the dictionary because it's a crazy wickedness. Quit seduction. Attention. It is inside our heart. Get out of attention. Get out of seduction. Get out of copious all the time. You know what? I'm not with this. I see this and the air like this. Do like that. So I can get well. Spread. Chef. Mrs. Party. You say yes to rebel. What rebellion? You know what you have to do with you? Shoot to write your opera. Use me, your man. So now I'm going to take it to allow me to make my life comfortable so I can indulge you more. Unfortunately, I don't get religious, we can fight. Why? Because you watch! And we call it Mitwa. Stop! You can't run out of the way to control your mouth. Come on, you're doing it, boy. You see, I'm crossing the bed. It's pretty good. Learn to restrain. Because if you don't know how to restrain yourself on things, I'll be tired, I'm telling you. Because you love the earth. But if that challenge you realize how it's working, they would not. And at the same time, to nullify, the power of to nullify. Because when you swear on something, and you're picking it there, and you suddenly realize, oh my God, what did I do? I can make it. What are you going to do? You realize you're too weak, you're going to break the law. You're going to bring me. Why has translated the father to his husband and the child is unwilling to write? The father is the Chokhmah. When the child emotionally wants to seek emotion, where the child goes to? Mother, wish for thinking. She goes to the why. Listen, the why. She's the one that sets the limit. He was the one. We're going to continue this discussion. She was the one that gave all the tune. She was the one that dictated all the powers. All the goodness, everything in the Tikkun. And he emotionally, I do it. I go to the mother. But let me see Chokhmah. That means power, energy. Mother, okay. I go father. Your father is a further distance. A mother, emotion. I immediately talk to the emotion. I immediately touch the emotion. Sabina, mother, I have to slowly, slowly get you in order to understand the left and the right of your brain. The father and mother is here. The other image is written in your head. The godness of mother and the godness of the father is in our neshama, which resides in our brain. And when I learn how to seek their closeness and their binding in order to get the shefa, she,
It's when I realize and I know how to blend Chokma and Bina together. And that wisdom was given to us through Kabbalah and Torah. It's how to utilize the powers and the energies that God has given us for the purpose of bringing Shalom, bringing and Ma'adir Shecha Bechor Ha'aretz, bring Shem Shemo to stably. So there will be a day, B'yom Ha'u Yeh Adonai Echad, U'Shmo Echad. All of us, we benefit from. But it is important that we set our mind to learn how to restrain. Because this Avot, Kohelet, discussed thoroughly that if a Jew cannot restrain itself, will never find Yah, and never find Avat Hashem. By bringing myself, I will unlimit myself. That's the paradox. By setting full limits, I expand myself. That's the paradox of life. It's least. Don't give me after. First, you recognize where you have your attention. That means you have to sit down and absolutely count and whether if you make it, you can keep on. If you have a slightest wishy-washy, that you might break it, not you. What am I here to? How do you use energy? I do not give this Roshaya. Roshaya one. It means who the Rosh? All the one. The Amech. Now what Amech? How do you Amech? Mem Amech Sufi. Melech Mem Stazach. Lev, Lev, Vokavet. When your Melech controls your heart, your heart controls your liver, and what's happening in your liver? What's happening in your liver? Now, yeah, when your blood cleanses and so bad, this can't. All the Allah, all the truth, all your indulgence, all the things that can give you Allah. Better than all the fish in your heart. So that means your brain controls the heart on the left and the heart on the right poster. It's from the brain that the is given to Allah and it's up, you are Melech. And when you are Melech, you will have a Tashem. Oh, recognize, but you don't have much on your Hashem.